אתם עם SBS בעברית.
My guest today is the head of the Community Center in Eshkol Regional Council, Michal Uziyahu. Shalom and welcome to Shalom Australia on SBS Radio.
Shalom Nita, and thank you for inviting me.
Michal, can you please describe your area? Where is Regional Council Eshkol? For listeners that never been there, don't know where it is.
Eshkol is a regional council of 32 communities that lies on the border triangle of Israel with Gaza and Egypt. Out of 65 kilometers with Gaza, our regional council shares 40 kilometers with Gaza and 20 kilometers with Egypt.
Can you describe what happened to you in the last maybe 10 days or so?
Even in the last year that it was relatively quiet, our community lives through a day-to-day life that you don't know when it will start. And it can be 2 rockets, 5 rockets, it can be 170 rockets, and it can be only a tunnel or infiltration or whatever. A few days before this operation that started, we a lot of fires from incendiary balloons that are being launched from Gaza toward our agricultural fields, causing fires. I'm talking about like 10 fires a day, averagely, that you have to run and put down. And then this operation started. It's weird because whenever things escalating in Jerusalem, we are the first one who pay the price. But after the Al-Aqsa issues here in Jerusalem, we started to get attacks from rockets from Gaza. And we went into an operation already 10 days. We're talking about more than 4,000 rockets that were shot all over Israel, but our specific 32 communities, the one-third of it, more than almost 900 rockets that fell here.
And what sort of damage do you have from 900 rockets in your region?
You know, we always say that when a rocket falls in a community and there isn't physical damage, but there is still emotional damage. Another thing that is important to mention that we have 15 seconds. Whenever a rocket is being launched and we have the siren goes off, and we have 15 seconds to run for the shelter. And you can imagine the different events that people in their life experience when they suddenly siren goes off and you have to save your life and your children's life and your grandparents' life in 15 seconds. So what is the damage? We have damage for several houses. We had 2 casualties, unfortunately, one of our farms that got a direct hit. We have thousands of families that we had to relocate out, take them away from this area with all the explosions and give them some respite. Some of our communities that are in the 4 kilometers from Gaza, they don't even have 15 seconds, and it's not something that we would like to have, to have children and people that we don't need in the community that are essential to be there. Right now, if you will come here, you will see mostly senior citizens that refuse to leave home and essential people in the community.
We're talking to Michal Uziyahu. Michal is the head of the Community Center in Eshkol Regional Council, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Michal, can you tell us about yourself?
I was born in 77 in Sinai, a generation that the parents said probably by the age of 18 we won't have to go to the army. Unfortunately, we all know that they were wrong. In 82, when Israel disengaged from Sinai, my parents started a new community here in Eshkol. I can tell you that I have 3 adorable children that are 16 and a half and 15 years old. I have twin boys that are 15. I can tell you that I like my home. I will never choose to live somewhere else. I was an Israeli emissary in the United States for 4 years, and it was so obvious that I'm coming back here in Israel to my home. I can tell you that we are strong people, that I'm proud to be part of the Eshkol community. And despite the difficult moment that we are experiencing right now, we are strong thanks to people like you that are so far away and still care about what's going on here in Israel. And we are grateful, Nisa, for this opportunity to share our story.
Michal, can you please tell us about the children? How can they live under constant threat? And the parents, because parents don't want their kids to be under threat all the time.
You we always say that life here is 99% heaven and 1% hell, and maybe it's an exaggeration. I will argue it might be 95% heaven and 5% hell, and we can't focus on this 1%. We are focusing on the 95%. In order to raise your children in such a wonderful place with such enormous challenges, you have to focus on the good things. You know, Israel started in 2008 a resilience center. The resilience center is an organization that really constantly supports us with therapy, with programs, community programs to strengthen the community. But we didn't call them trauma center. We call them resilience center because we are focusing on the strengths and on the resources that each and every person in our community has. And if we will strengthen the resources of each and every individual here, we will have enough strength and resiliency to handle the situation that we are going through. And I have to tell you, you know, I visited the communities that are right on the border. I visited families that were injured. And you see, you know, we have crisis in life. The question is, what are we doing? It depends how you choose to look on the challenges in your life. And we are focusing on strengthening the children. You know, we taught children how to do mindfulness in schools and kindergarten.
Let me ask you a question. You mentioned before that you have 15 seconds to get to a shelter. You can be in the bathroom. You can have a shower. You can be sitting on a toilet. What do you do if a child is, let's say, having a shower and you are cooking your dinner?
So, it's a big challenge because many children are afraid of number two in the toilet, are afraid of taking a shower, what might happen. It's a big issue. But this is why in such situation like this today, in this operation with so many rockets here, we're trying to send the kids away. Yeah, we have tough moments. Mother that was covering her daughter with her own body because she was in the toilet and she would never get in time in 15 seconds. It was too much. And the rocket fell in their community that day. So, we have tough situation. I won't lie. But the question is, what will I do later, okay? Will I talk with my child and ensure that he understands that there was a danger and it's behind us and now we are safe because we have a shelter? And soon we might drive to Elat for several days and we will be together? This is the question and this is the big, big dilemmas that we are handling with every day here in our communities. How to tell your story in a way that you're not broken, you're growing from it. We have no other choice, Nita. We don't have any other place.
And what do you think the future will bring? Do you think that there'll be good neighborhood with your neighbors in Gaza ever?
I hope that we will at least be able to understand that none of us is going. Before friendship, let's just live side by side and accepting the fact that none of us is living. I know that the citizens of Gaza won't disappear one day. I wake up every day and I see them. They are there. But I want them to look at me and understand that I'm not going anywhere. I'm living here. I would love to live in friendship, but let's just live side by side. Not only our children are suffering, their children are suffering more. They didn't build shelters for their children. They built tunnels. They took all the cement and built tunnels. I heard someone that calculated that with all the cement that they built tunnels in Gaza, they could build twice the highest building in the world, the Burj Khalifa. It's huge amounts of resources that they invest instead of in their community. Their citizens are investing in the industry of hate, of terror. I wish that one day we would live peacefully. I don't hate them. I don't raise my children to hate them. I really don't. I hate the Hamas leader.
Michal Uziau, the head of the community center in Eshkol Regional Council on the border of Gaza. Thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.